former Cohoes Mayor Sean Morse will avoid prison after being sentenced to probation Wednesday afternoon at federal court in Albany. The months-long legal and personal saga came to a conclusion Wednesday when Judge Thomas McAvoy sentenced Morse to 2 years of probation. Morse pleaded guilty in August to wire fraud. Authorities say the Democrat used more than $12,000 in campaign contributions for personal expenses. Morse was fined $3,000 and instructed to perform 200 hours of community service. Prior to sentencing, Assistant U.S. Attorney Daniel Hanlon told McAvoy that Morse, quote, has done great things and this conviction should not define him.
I'm just happy that the judge recognized all of my hard work. I'm excited that the prosecutor said that I've done great things for my city.
Morse told McAvoy he was embarrassed and disappointed that he hurt the people he loved. He apologized to the court, saying, quote, I have given more than I have ever taken from this world. Morse told reporters gathered outside the federal courthouse in Albany that the people of Cohoes are his priority.
I'm 52 years old, and I've been serving them since I was about 18. I love them unconditionally. I'll continue to love them unconditionally. I'll continue to work hard for Cohoes.
Morse told reporters he believed Judge McAvoy's decision showed that Morse is, quote, a good man. He alluded to headline-grabbing family and marital problems that dogged him as mayor before he was removed from office by the Common Council. Morse had defied calls to resign from fellow county Democrats and the governor.
If I have one regret in my whole life, I regret the fact that I was so busy taking care of everybody else that I missed what was going on in my own house. And I'll live with that forever.
Morse could have been given up to 20 years in prison and up to $250,000 in fines. Morse lost a Democratic primary to retired State Police Major Bill Keeler, now mayor. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.